Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Amanda Napier. This is my podcast, Stand Up. I gave my podcast this name in reflection to Ephesians chapter 6. When we put on the full armor of God and when we've done all that we can do, we're going to stand. And so we need to, as Christians, remain standing up. And so I'm coming to you today. I want to give you a word that the Lord had just laid on my heart regarding his relationship with us and who he is in us. And so a couple of the Bible stories popped into my mind when I was thinking about this and when I was praying over it. But you know, God, the Bible says that God is a God nearby. He is a God nearby. He's not far away. And sometimes when we're going through stuff, it feels like we are so alone. And you know, that feeling can lead to anxiety and, you know, overwhelming fear. And so how we defeat that and how we conquer fear is when we stay as close to God as we can. One way we can stay close to God through prayer is through prayer, just talking to God. And I think, you know, thinking about praying and growing up in churches and being around religious leaders and, you know, different church members and affiliations, prayer has just been kind of made out to be the scripted. So let me start with this. So many times I will be praying and I'll pray for someone or I'll pray in a group. And there's always, you always feel like, you know, people look at you if your prayer isn't right, if it isn't long enough, if you didn't say the right thing. And that is not what prayer is about. See, God is a God that relates to us. And in one story I thought about when Abraham, in the book of Genesis, when God was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he came down in flesh and he talked to Abraham. And Abraham, you know, pleaded with him and he said, look, will you please save that city? If there's, you know, 50 good men, if there's 50 righteous men, and it went on and on and on and on, and it, you know, went down to, you know, to 10 men. And so here's the thing, God already knew that there were no righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot and his family were the righteous ones. God knew, but he listened to Abraham. He listened to him and he talked with him. He talked him through it. And he said, hey, you know, he gave him the reason. God is a God that will relate to us. He will listen to us. Even he knows everything. God knows everything. He knows everything in this world. He knows everything about you and me. He knows everything that's going to happen. He knows more about Microsoft and technology than we could ever imagine. He knows everything. He knows us inside and out. But he is a God that will relate to us, that will come to us on our level, that will comfort us. You know, there's another story in the Bible about Gideon. You know, God instructed Gideon what to do, you know, to go and fight and you know, exactly what he wanted him to do. And Gideon was just like so unsure. He's like, Lord, I want to put a fleece out. I'm going to put a fleece out because I need to know if this is your word. Okay, well, we've all been there. We've all been there thinking, is this God? Is it not God? But God is so good to us and he relates to us so much, just like in the story of Gideon. Yes, it was God speaking, but he allowed Gideon to put a fleece out to validate, yes, it is God. He will come to us on so many different levels and so many different reasons. He'll send people to us. He'll send messengers to us. He'll send a friend to us. He'll send a sermon to us that we listen to. It might be, you know, praying for a word and you flip the Bible open and there's your word. It is God. He is a relatable God. He relates to us on our level. By allowing God to relate to us on our level, through prayer and through looking to him, our lives can be so much less stressful, so much less anxiety, so much more full of peace and joy and fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, when I am prayed up, when I sit with God every day, when I pray to him and I listen for him and I ask him for answers and I go to him with things. I can walk through a battlefield. I can walk through a battlefield and the grace of God sustains me. But it's when I fall away, when I get too busy and I don't spend that time with God and I don't ask him and I don't run to him and turn to him for everything I need, is when I flip out. You know, something will happen and I walk through that same battlefield. Let me tell you, I'm on the ground. I'm trembling. I'm shaken. My nerves are shot. My anxiety's through the roof. I don't handle things as well. I don't communicate with my family as well. I go off on people. My temperament changes. I'm telling you, the answer and the key to living in peace in a life with less fear and anxiety is to stay close to the Father. And so I want to encourage you today, get in a prayer life, get in a prayer closet, pray to God. There is no such thing as scripted prayer. There's no such thing as the right way to pray. You can be in your car driving down the road. You can be at work sitting at your desk. You can be riding your bike. You can be in a plane. You can be anywhere. Nothing has to be perfect to pray to the Father. But you've got to have that relationship. You've got to be talking to him and stay connected to him, because he is a relatable God. He will come to you where you are, not where you think you should be, but he will come to you where you are in life. He will meet you where you're at. Listen, the Bible says that God knows every word we're going to say before it even comes out of our mouth. There is nothing he doesn't know. There's just like in my, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, God already knew there weren't any righteous people in that city, but he listened to Abraham. He listened to him because that's how much he loves us. He's going to listen to us no matter where we're at, what we're doing, what we think is right, what we think is wrong. He loves us so much. He's going to listen to us. He's going to help us through everything. He's going to give us the strength. He's going to completely cover us with mercy and grace. We don't deserve it, but by going to him, we're going to have all these things added unto us. We're going to have him right beside us. It says he is a God nearby. And so I just want to encourage you today. Whatever you're walking through today, whatever it is, if you're going through, situations in your marriage that look bad, if you have a child that's off course, that's given you all kinds of grief, if you're in a job that is just thankless, if you have a bad health report, whatever it may be today that you're going through, there is nothing that God cannot help you with. There's nothing that he can't sustain you through. There's no battlefield that you're going to walk through today that he cannot carry you across, because I am living proof of it. The past 3 years, I have gone through so much, and I look at it and I am just in awe, because I cannot believe what I have lived through, what I've came through, how God has not only let me through it with grace and mercy, but he's also exalted me and lifted me up in higher positions just by trusting him, praying to him, having that relationship with him. But I'm telling you this today because, this last season, I'm in school for my family nurse practitioner degree, and I've just got a few weeks left. But the beginning of this year has been so hard and so stressful with my family, with our company, with going back to school. Everything has been, it's been crazy. I have felt the biggest difference in this season because I haven't put God first. I haven't put him at the front of the line in my life. I haven't been asking him things. My prayer life has suffered. I've been busy. We've got two kids. And so things have been really crazy, but everybody's life is crazy. Everybody's got their own crazy. Everybody has their own busy. I'm telling you this because it's such a difference. It's such a life-changing difference when we do put Him first, when we go to Him in prayer. You know, the other thing I wanted to say about prayer is Jesus said in the book of Matthew 6, 5 through 8, He talked about, you know, going back to prayer, it doesn't have to be off a religious doctrine. It doesn't have to be, you know, perfect. It doesn't have to come across as, you know, you have studied and you've written this down and you... Prayer is personal. Prayer is a personal thing between you and God. It doesn't have to sound like something that was written theologian. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like praying. There's nothing like having that time with you and God. There's nothing like it. It will draw you near to Him. He will come so close to you. And I'm telling you, it is a covering on your life. It covers you with grace and mercy. Your prayer life draws you into Him. And you, when you are prayed up, people see it on you. You feel it on you. And you can walk through anything untouched. Now, I say that. I mean, life is always going to throw things at us. Things are never going to be perfect for us. Nobody has a perfect world. Nobody does. Nobody has a perfect life. But what I mean is, when your prayer life is awesome and you've got God so close to you, when you keep that relationship tighter than anything else, you can walk through any battlefield and He's going to carry you across it. And you're going to look back and think, how in the world did I make it? And it's going to absolutely blow your mind. You're going to see the hand of God in everything that you went through. You're going to see how His mercy and grace sustained you. You're going to see how His love supported you. And everybody around you is going to see it too. And it's things like that when you go through things in life that draw us closer to Him. We're able to see His hand and His leading and His love. I pray today that this reaches the right people, at the right time. I pray that God uses this to strengthen you in your prayer life, your dedication to Him. This should be number one. It should be God, family, work. It should be God, family, school. It should be, you know, God, family, whatever. God should always be first. And it's not just because that's what everybody says. It's because it's what you need. It's what you need spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. I'm telling you, He is the only agape love. And when you find it, you never want to be out of that love. You never want to be out from under God's umbrella. Psalm 84 says, you know, better is one day in your court than thousands elsewhere. And I can attest to that. There is nothing better than being in the presence and under the umbrella and love of God. I hope you all have a blessed and wonderful day. Until we meet again, bye-bye.